Tennessee Governor Bill Lee just set the anti-gun world on fire. And I want your honest opinion on what Tennessee just did. Plus, that same Governor Bill Lee here in Tennessee and Governor Brian Kemp in Georgia, well, they also both signed into law in both in each state the Second Amendment Privacy Act. Now, these laws protect the privacy and sensitive financial information of people purchasing firearms and ammunition. With Tennessee and Georgia getting it done, there are now 14 states with laws that protect the Second Amendment financial privacy of their citizens. I think that is huge. Now, before I tell you just what Tennessee did that's caused the liberal American Communist Party to melt down, I want you guys to subscribe to this channel to stay in the know. Again, we're on a quest to get as close to 1 million as we possibly can before my birthday, which is July 25th. The goal was 700,000, but let's see what we can do. I want to thank you all for helping me on this quest. And if you're new, thank you. I hope you learn about the Second Amendment because the fight is happening everywhere across this country. And if you've been here since the beginning, I love y'all. Seriously. Thank you. Now, I want to take a second to thank the sponsor of the video. That's the Sportsman's Guide. And I have a Freedom Seed sale just for you, my viewer. For everything you need to enjoy the fun, freedom, and traditions of the outdoors, you gotta check out Sportsman's Guide. From hunting and fishing to camping and hiking, and just hanging around the bonfire in the backyard, you'll find it all at the Sportsman's Guide. Sportsman's Guide has a sale, like I said, just for the Guns and Gadgets viewers. Use code GUNGAG5, G-U-N-G-A-G-5, I'll have it down in the description and the pinned comment. Well, use that code, you can save 5% on Hornady Freedom Seeds through May 31st. This is a huge sale. Thank you to Sportsman's Guide for offering this sale to my viewers. It's amazing. And don't forget to use the link down below and use code GADGETS as well, and you can save $20 off your first $100 that you spend. This is huge. Thank you to Sportsman's Guide for the hookup for my viewers. Now let's tell you why the anti-2A world is crying. Now let's go back to what I first mentioned. Tennessee and Georgia now make it 14 states that have enacted a law that prohibits financial institutions from requiring the use of a firearm code, which we all know as MCCs, Merchant Category Codes, from being assigned to firearm and ammunition purchases at retail when folks use credit cards. That is stopping backdoor gun control in its infancy, guys and gals. It's something that's happened in the last year where the anti-gunners are like, hey, we can't get a lot done because of that silly Constitution thing. Let's go backdoor and figure out who has what and where they are. The law also forbids discriminating against firearm retailers as a result of the assigned or non-assignment of these MCCs for firearms and ammunition purchases and disclosing the protected firearm financial information. Say that five times fast. Also, the law prohibits keeping or causing to be kept any list, record, or registry of private firearm ownership. And the NSSF, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, has been huge behind this legislation. 14 states, they're getting it done. Good job, NSSF. As a reminder, the idea of these firearm-specific MCCs, it was the brainchild of New York Times columnist and anti-gun hack Andrew Ross Sorkin in conjunction with Amalgamated Bank. Now, Amalgamated Bank lobbied the Swiss International Organization for Standardization, ISO. They lobbied them to create these codes, and they finally acquiesced and did it. It was like a year and a half ago. I've done a ton of videos on it. You can search function for my videos on YouTube. Now, back to Tennessee. Governor Bill Lee, he's crushed the anti-gun lobby by signing a law that would allow school staff members and teachers to carry concealed handguns on school grounds. Faculty and staff. Now, I know it's controversial even for people watching this video right now. It is optional. It is not mandatory, and there are some huge hurdles in this law as well, ones that I don't necessarily agree with, but let's go over them. The requirements in this legislation are that faculty and staff members who would like to carry concealed handguns on school grounds, they have to complete a minimum of 40 hours of training every year on specific to school policing. Every single year. Cops don't have to do that. I mean, they don't. They don't have 40 hours of firearm training every year. They go in and they requal. It's a day. A day. These teachers and staff, they must also obtain written authorization from law enforcement. I guess that's so they know if they have to go into that school, they know that these teachers are going to be armed. So, you know, if they see them taking a subject down, it should, in theory, keep everybody safe. Now, the idea of armed teachers is not well-liked by many. The group Tennessee Taking Action addressed this week, and I like what they said here. What they said was, the argument against teachers carrying firearms boils down to two things. One, teachers shouldn't be trusted with guns. Or two, I don't want my kids to be around guns without my knowledge. And the answers they had were pretty good. They said, one, teachers spend as much time with your kids as you do. If they aren't trustworthy, then they shouldn't have the job to begin with. The Second Amendment is a fundamental right that shouldn't disappear just because someone took a government job. If you trust teachers to spend 8+ hours a day with your kids, but you don't trust them to carry a firearm or to ensure their safety, then they shouldn't be teachers of your children in the first place. And two, 52% of Tennesseans own guns, that we know of. That number is much higher. I've been here a little over a year. It's much higher, trust me. And the average gun owner in Tennessee has about 15 guns, and I don't know where they got that, but I'm telling you, that's much higher as well. Now, your children and you are constantly surrounded by gun owners here in Tennessee who are concealed carrying, and you don't know, and that's a good thing. As a father, myself personally, I think the best way to stop a violent incident is to have immediate, overwhelming force. It's worked for me, it's worked for this country for a very long time. And I also think the best way to stop an incident at school is to have somebody already present there with the means to stop it immediately. Keep in mind, the Uvalde police delay, in my humble opinion, shows the importance of somebody with balls ready to take immediate action who's already inside, not waiting for some political hack wannabe to make a decision, ultimately, that can save or cost lives. So it's obvious that I am for this idea, but what about you? Because I know this will divide my viewer base. Let's have a civil conversation here in the comments and respect each other's difference of opinion. Remember, this is America, and we can disagree. We don't all have to be bots who are programmed the same way. But it's always America first. Should always be America first. I can't wait to read your comments. Have a phenomenal day. Save big, guys. Those are big offers from Sportsman's Guide. Take them up on that. Get yourself some stuff. And appreciate y'all. Subscribe to the channel if you want to stay in the know about the Second Amendment. Because we're always under attack, every state. Even those who say, ain't happening here. Take care, y'all.